Well, it's a privilege to be here tonight and just to share with you just a little of what the Lord has done in my life and how he has blessed me. I was born into a Christian family and I am thankful to the Lord for that. That has been a real blessing in my life. And at a very young age, I was sent to Sunday school, to children's meetings and to church faithfully every week. And I was taught that God loved me and that God is love. And on the 4th of April, 1999, at age 3, I realised that I'd been born into this world with sin in my heart. And I turned away from my sin and I trusted in the Lord. And the Lord gave me a promise that day, a promise that said that he would never leave me and that he would never forsake me. And 19 years later, the Lord has kept that promise. And I am grateful to him. And it was at the age 8, I remember being given a book. And the book was on Hudson Taylor. And the Lord really spoke to me through that book, and he really challenged me. I realised that the Lord, in this life, wants us to surrender our lives to him. And moving on, at age 14, I remember it was after a number of missionary meetings within our own church and reports. I remember feeling very convicted to pray about what I was going to do in the future and what the Lord wanted me to do in the future. And I remember the Lord clearly showing me through his word that he wanted a life on the altar for him. And so at age 15, I started helping out at children's meeting. And at age 16, I started helping out with different outreaches. And I would encourage any young person here tonight to get involved in the Lord's work, because that is where the Lord will train you and you will be blessed greatly and encouraged. And it has been a privilege to work alongside the Lord's people, and I have enjoyed it. And it was within my senior years at school where I began to lose focus and I was no longer content, and the Lord was no longer number one in my life, and I had lost that joy and that peace that I had once known. And it was through a number of doors in my life shutting that the Lord used those circumstances, and I realised that he wanted me to surrender my life once again to him, and so that he showed me that although I had failed him, that he had remained faithful to me, and that he had loved me with that everlasting love. And so the Lord really began speaking to me through my daily readings and through the life of Jonah. Rev. McCrae had been speaking on the life of Jonah, and he really showed me that I could not run away from what the Lord wanted me to do and that I had to obey the Lord. And so I was challenged to pray about going to college, and now I am here. I'm nearly finished my first year of college. And the Lord has been so good to me, and he has worked it out step by step. And I would just like to leave with you a verse, and it's found in 1 John chapter 4 and the verse 16. And it says, "And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." And that is my question here tonight is, have you known and believed in that love? Do you believe that God loves you, that he loved you so much that he sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross? And that's my prayer tonight, that no matter what your position here tonight, no matter your circumstance tonight, no matter your past or your feelings, that you would remember that God is love. Amen. Thank you.